Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. WOPEC stands Muslim Armed Forces, now under the leadership of an American general, protect the Jews and disarm the Palestinian resistance. Dawn newspaper reported on its website on December 13, 2025, that Muslim forces could be deployed from next month for an international stabilization force in Gaza. Earlier, the American agent ruler, Shahbaz Sharif, had already given, quote, in principle, consent to the deployment of Pakistani forces in Gaza. However, fearing intense public backlash, the rulers of Muslims, one after another, have been expressing their helplessness before America. Thus now, the devil Trump and his disciples, the rulers of Muslims, are weaving new conspiracies to use our Mujahid Muslim armed forces to protect the Jews and to disarm Hamas and other Palestinian resistance forces. The report confirms that away from the media limelight, details are being finalized for the deployment of Muslim forces. The Trump administration has also stated that the command center in Gaza will be led by a one- or two-star American general. It is therefore clear that Muslim forces will be used under the leadership of an American crusader general to carry out the same filthy mission that America and the Zionist entity together could not complete. O officers of the Pakistan Armed Forces, the commands of Islam are explicit and clear. There's no obedience to anyone in prohibitions, haram, and transgressions. A slave is not bound to his master, a wife to her husband, children to their parents, nor armed forces to their leadership in matters of sin. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Innama at-ta'atu fil ma'ruf." Indeed, obedience is only in what is right, ma'ruf, Bukhari and Muslim. And he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "As-sam'u wat-ta'atu 'ala al-mar'i al-muslim fi ma ahabba wa karih, ma lam yu'mar bima'siyah." Hearing and obeying is obligatory upon a Muslim in what he likes and dislikes, so long as he is not commanded to commit a sin, Bukhari and Muslim. The consequence of violating these commands is that since the Musharraf era, your model of, quote, faith, piety, and jihad in the path of Allah has been steadily buried, and you were transformed into a secular nationalist army, which then turned into a mercenary force. Successive military leadership easily placed Kashmir into the lap of the Hindu Baniya, the same Kashmir for which you had sacrificed thousands of lives. Yet your leadership responded by gifting a ceasefire on the line of control. Due to your leadership's cowardice, the Hindu state took control of Pakistan's rivers. Whether civilian or military leadership, all are absorbed in extensions, privileges, corruption, the approval of American masters, and now immunities, and the most powerful army of the Muslim Ummah is continuously diverted from its mission into the service of American imperialism. And now matters have reached the point that our capable and willing Muslim armed forces will take on the contract of protecting, quote, those upon whom wrath has fallen, the Jews, and disarming the Palestinian resistance. O officers of the Pakistan Armed Forces, do not be deceived by the lie of these rulers that our armed forces will not disarm Hamas. The mandate of the force they are being sent to join is already set in a United Nations resolution, which includes disarming Hamas. These forces will carry out duties under an American command center led by an American general, established precisely to grant dominance to the Jews on this blessed land. The command center exists to complete the same unfinished agenda of the Jews and America, to strip Muslim resistance of weapons and force them into total submission before the Jews. So, O officers of the Pakistan Armed Forces, how long will this silence continue? With each passing day, your silence becomes a cause of your humiliation, the price of which the entire Ummah must pay. Make a pledge once and for all, no more. O officers of the Pakistan Armed Forces, you are the most powerful armed forces of the Muslim Ummah. You are the guardians of this Ummah's strength and honor. Break free from this defeatism and the shackles of nationalism, not the orders of American agent leadership, but The commands of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam are sacred. Sanctity does not belong to the line drawn by the British, but to the lives, wealth, honor, and faith of Muslims. The enemy is not Muslims, but the Crusader Imperial World Order, the Zionist entity, and the Hindu state. Your rulers are viceroys of this imperial world order, throwing the Ummah's power, meaning you, at the feet of this Crusader Imperial Order and the Zionists. The salvation of this Ummah lies in establishing the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, and freeing itself from these rulers, and this path will be realized through your courage and resolve by providing Nusra to Hizb al-Tahrir for the establishment of the Khilafah Rashida and dismantling this imperial arrangement. Hizb al-Tahrir invites you, at the final stage of its comprehensive plan, to join in this duty. Will you respond? يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. O believers, respond to Allah and His Messenger when they call you to that which gives you life. Al-Anfal 24. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Pakistan.